is on inside.
Oh, well, let's see, what is the family name of that? I don't remember. We just.
Do you ever use the term irons?
Well, the irons are the tools you use them with.
I see. But there's no
grates. Yeah, there's grates in there.
I see. Okay. Is there a term you would use for the big piece of for a big piece you put in the back of the
log?
Okay. There would be no. If it weren't in the front, it would be in the
back.
Okay. Now, would you ever call that a backlog?
Well, yeah, there's a backlog. Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you have more than one log.
Okay, so that's what you call it, though?
Well, I don't. We have don't use that kind of a termination. That backlog is generally for holding a fire, and we don't use it that way.
I see. Okay. How do you start a fire?
How do I start a fire? Well, Bush says, throw in a handful of gas and stand way back.
that is one way.
Paper and matches generally. And that if it's a little bit damp, well, we generally have some diesel fuel we use.
Did you ever use small pieces of wood?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
have to start with small pieces of wood.
And what would you call those small pieces?
Branches.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, building a fire is fairly simple. But says with shavings and a match, you can still build a fire. But it's easier if you use with little papers, some branches. Or if you got some diesel fuel, stick sticks in there.
That's even easier.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the thing you end up burning in there is, in the fireplace is?
Wood?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're looking for?
Uh-huh. And the stuff that gets caught in
soot.
The, okay. And the white stuff that builds up at the bottom?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. What about storage in the house? What sort of storage do you have here?
Touches a basement, you mean?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Okay.
You have a basement? What about, do you have closets? Special
well,
rooms?
Yeah, we have closets, closets in every room. And in the closet in the bathroom, and the closet in the hall. It's different than closed closets.
And you have special storage rooms that are with special names?
Well, we've got a washroom downstairs, if that's what you're looking for. Washroom and a furnace room.
Okay.
No bathrooms down there.
And up above the house, do you have some house?
No, there's an attic. There's an attic up here, but it's not used. It's insulated now, so there's no but nobody walking around the attic.
Okay.
And no skeletons up there either.
And you mentioned that this is a house. What would it be if you had two? One is a house, two are the plural of house.
Houses.
Okay. And over the top of the house is a
roof.
And if the water pours down off the roof, it usually runs off. You have to
into the. You mean the eavesdrops?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on the side of your house, do you have wood on the side or?
Oh, there are shingles is what you're looking for, but we had what kind of shingles we got there? They're aluminum siding. So we have.
Okay. And when you lived at the ranch. Was there a special name they would have for the ranch building itself?
Well, the dwelling, you want to call it, is that what you're getting at?
I don't know. I'm just these are the shotgun questions.
Well, okay. Well, we have the main house and then the bunkhouse and what have you.
So they would
and the shop, the garage, and the barn, calving shed.
Great. We'll get into those just a little bit later.
Okay.
They probably call it the main house.
Well, yeah.
And looking out here on the road, I'm looking through
a window, plate glass.
Did on the ranch? Did you ever have